Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Harper. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates bunts towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. McNally moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Petrocelli moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rettenmund. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Petrocelli scores. Cater moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Terry Crowley now playing right field. Don Baylor now playing center field. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-0 in the game. Oates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Oates moves to second. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Oates moves to third. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gritch for the out. Crowley moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oates takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNally for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards short. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich is walked intentionally. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Grich moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. Powell moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Don Newhouser now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oates hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Harper. Oates reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Don Baylor now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk scoops up the ball and tags Grich for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell is walked intentionally. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. Powell moves to third. It's 8-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Don Newhouser. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-4 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.